The new quilt exhibit at the Monroe County History Center is called The Quilter's Story. Instead of celebrating flashy quilting techniques or designer fabrics, the focus is on the relationship of the quilters to their craft. As WFIU's Mia Partlow reports, making things personal also meant that the quilters and the exhibit curator had to do away with technical perfection.
In the back of her garage in Spencer, Indiana, Sophia French has created a sewing studio packed to the brim with quilting books, fabric, and 6 sewing machines.
I've got scissors all over the place. I've got, you name it, buttons, bows, lace.
Sophia is an avid quilter, sometimes working in her studio for 8 hours at a stretch. But she tries not to spend too much time and energy on each quilt because she doesn't want them to be too delicate to use. She calls her style comfort quilting.
It's not artistic. It's something someone feels free enough to just cuddle up with on the floor or anywhere. It can be precious, but they can wear out and no one's really hurt. Whereas I love the artistic quilts. I just don't think I'll ever get there.
Recently, though, Sophia's quilts have made the leap from the living room to the exhibit hall. She submitted 3 quilts to the History Center's Quilter's Story exhibit. 2 are vintage quilts from her collection, and 1 she made herself. It's green and gold with different leaves sewn on the top using a technique called free motion quilting. As part of her submissions, she was asked to share her quilting story, to talk about what connects her to the craft.
I've been around sewing all my life. My grandmother used to make quilts. As a matter of fact, my earliest memory is staying at their house. They lived in a log cabin and had just a central wood stove for their heat. And we had quilts so heavy that at 8 years old, you laid still, they covered you up, and you couldn't move. I've just gone from there to sewing blocks together. And I made 17 quilts one summer for my brothers and sisters and grandkids and things.
Next to each quilt in the exhibit is a small plaque that tells a personal story like Sophia's. Jenny Mack is the exhibit manager at the History Center. She curates their annual quilt exhibit.
And we can start by going over here. This particular quilt is the Falling Blocks quilt. As you can see,
this year, Jenny wanted to do a show that celebrated the emotional histories of the quilts, rather than showcasing the type of technical perfection that is on display at big quilt shows. According to Quilts, Inc., a trade show producer, quilting is a $3.5 billion a year industry. At the big quilt shows, quilters gather to show off their most extravagant creations and compete for prizes. In fact, the History Center timed the exhibit's opening with the Indiana Heritage Quilt Show. The show had 32 vendors and displayed 165 quilts. The History Center's exhibit, by comparison, is a small and quiet affair.
A grand theme of this entire exhibit is that people feel that quilts are comforting. You know, it's not just like this visual showpiece, necessarily. It's also something that connects people, makes them feel warm. It's a gift.
Sophia says her personal quilts tell a story. And this is what makes the quilt exhibit connect with the History Center's mission.
I just made one for my nephew and his new bride as a wedding present in the very center block. They were married at the Napa Country Wedding Chapel. And I wrote that on there with a heart and the date. And that's as personal as you can get. And that could be around for 100 years and someone could see it.
There are only 16 quilts on display, but they range from 19th century pieces from the museum's permanent collection to quilts made entirely of new fabrics. Since the History Center wanted quilts with personal stories, many of those in the exhibit are first-time quilts or fading treasures pulled from grandma's attic or quilts made for family members out of old clothing. This is what makes the exhibit special, according to Jenny Mack.
And I don't know if quilters really get that opportunity a whole lot to show things that are more personal to them.
Jenny hopes this personal touch will encourage people to connect emotionally with the exhibit, and hopefully in turn with Monroe County history. Sophia, for her part, will keep making quilts in her garage studio for her family, hoping to give them a little comfort. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
The Quilter's Story exhibition will be up at the Monroe County History Center through August 15th.